You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Batter up!
This is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on,
baseball is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome into Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge alongside my fabulous co-host Jake Hassan, and we are here to talk some baseball because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today on a Monday? How was your weekend?
Good weekend. The little sister graduated college, so we're celebrating that, and it's going to be a good Monday. A lot of really good games today, honestly. A lot of really intriguing games that I'm excited to break down.
Yeah, a very intriguing slate today. We are here to discuss all of it, and we are, congrats to your sister also. That's very exciting. It's, you know, it's very, very accomplished people out there. We are here to flip some bets and make some cash. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/betql and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send in your questions, comments, bets, and everything that is on your mind. We want to hear from you. Send it all to the BetQL Twitter page or drop them right here in the chat. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball.
It is time to play ball, and we are going to get into one game we love today because we love when you join us here on the BetQL Network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, get your comments ready, send us how your day is going, what you think about the show, what you think about us, any bets you have today, any bet suggestions you have for us, if you want to run anything by us, let us know in the chat. Together, we will all find some winners. So let's start off by recapping how our bets did on Friday, maybe throughout the weekend. Jake, how did Friday go for you?
It was just okay. Not great going into the weekend. But, you know, the one thing that stood out from Friday is the one thing that I gave out at the very end, Dylan Cease, to get a win. That came through. That's my Cy Young guy who I bet a couple weeks ago. His price has come down. So I'm choosing to just hang on to that as my little silver lining from the weekend.
Yeah, so Jake, I'm in maybe the worst slump of my life, my entire betting career, because I won one bet. Like, over the course of the past week, let's say I've given out, let's say, 20 bets. I've won, like, three of them. And that, I mean, four if you count Bruins money line, but of baseball bets, like three. And I have been doing everything, Jake. I've been doing everything I can to try to reverse my luck here. One time I saw this woman who does Reiki, and she gave me a free little thing of sage. So I was like burning sage. I just had it going. I lit candles. I was trying to light one candle versus another one to see what's good luck, what's not. I was trying to think of anything I could do to reverse this. Nothing yet has worked. If you all have any ideas or any suggestions of how to get your luck back going in the right direction, let me know in the chat, because I am desperate to get back in the right direction.
Based on the replies to your tweets, I don't know if we want to take suggestions from the crowd on things that you should be doing. Yeah, I was going to say, if you tried putting 10 hot dogs between your toes and posting them on Twitter, that might be the way to go.
One guy asked me to hold a small pickle, and I was like, no, unless it's good luck, unless it's proven to be good luck, I will do it, because I am that.
I'm sure somewhere it is.
It probably is. I need a book of like old wives' tales of like herb recipes for like, oh, like basically witchcraft. You could call it that, witchcraft. I was 1-3 on my bets on Friday. Rafael Devers did go over 1.5 total bases. But Freddie Freeman didn't hit a home run. Juan Soto didn't hit a home run. Tanner Houck did not go over 5.5 strikeouts. Home run props even. Like, I've had one in the past week. This is a problem, Jake. And today, we are going to turn the luck around and get going back in the right direction. So we are going to dive into one game that we love today. Sean had a great idea in the chat. First, White Sox money line plus 150 today. Don't think I wasn't thinking about it. Sure. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it hit some okay comments in the chat or have a live exorcism on the stream.
That's a good idea.
Emily Rose style. I think that would be very intriguing. So, yeah, I think today we're going to turn things around. Jake, what is the first game that caught your eye today?
First game that jumped out to me was Padres and Cubs. Yu Darvish goes back to Wrigley Field. He's pitched against the Cubs before. It's not a true revenge spot, but against his former team. And Justin Steele returns today. This was one of the intriguing matchups that I was talking about off the top. Justin Steele exited his opening day start. We haven't seen him since then. It's been over a month when he took a comebacker off the leg and he had an issue. And so he's been in the minors rehabbing. He's back for his second start of the year today against the Padres team that just got Luis Arias. And Casey missed that over the weekend. Pretty big deal. So I kind of thought that this was what stood out to me because I don't think this should be a pick. I get that Justin Steele's really good and he's a Cy Young candidate and Darvish isn't the same guy he was 4 or 5 years ago, but I don't know what we're going to get from Justin Steele. I don't know if he's going to go even five innings. I don't trust that Cubs bullpen. So against this Padres lineup with Luis Arias in there, I really like Padres money line as a pick.
Very nice. I'm looking at Mets Cardinals. The Mets are plus 105 on the money line. Cardinals minus 125. The total of that one is at 8. It is Sean Manaea versus Kyle Gibson, and I have a home run bet in this game. Wilson Contreras plus 360 at BetMGM. He has 6 home runs so far this season, 1 in his last game. So he's on fire. He's got some momentum coming into this one. He's got 2 in his last 4, 3 in his last 9 against Sean Manaea. He is batting 600 with 3 hits, including a double and 2 home runs. So he's done it before. Think he can do it again, trying to bust this slump. So hopefully he can come through for us and for me and just for the world in general. And it is time now for everyone to please, if you haven't already, step up into the bettor's box. We want to hear from you. We want your favorite plays. We want your questions. We want your suggestions for how you bust slumps. Come in and just say hi. Let us know how your day is going. Let us know what you're betting on today, what you think of us, what you think of the show, what you think of our bets today. You all out there are the engine of this show, and we want to hear from you. We thank you all for listening, for watching. Now please interact with us because we want to talk with all of you. Please, please out there.
Please.
We are lonely. Yeah. The Sean beef is really picking up, I think. With our sending in beef. No, we love Sean and we love White Sox Moneyline. Send us all of that into the chat, please. What you think of Sean? And send it to us in the comments on YouTube, Twitch, wherever you find us on social media, or right here in the comment section. It is time now to touch them all. We are going to get to some injury news, some lineup updates. We had a bit over the weekend of news. Wyatt Langford is going to miss 3 to 4 weeks with a hamstring injury, and he dropped from plus 700, Jake, to plus 2,500 for AL Rookie of the Year. Your thoughts?
RIP. I mean, this is just continues my streak of betting on players to win awards, and something catastrophic just happens to them. Bruce Bochy said after the game that it'll be at least 3 to 4 weeks for Langford. He got hurt running out a ground ball to first base, came up a little bit lame. I think he's probably out of the race now. It sucks, but he wasn't playing particularly well. He was playing a little bit better recently, but if he's going to be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks, I think that's probably just going to put him too far behind the eight ball as far as the AL Rookie of the Year race goes. And for the Rangers, I mean, they just keep taking blows to the lineup, and it's just not been great for them. Injury after injury, and Corey Seager is slumping, and they're obviously still waiting for all those pitchers to return from injury. DeGrom, Scherzer, Malley. So this is just a comedy of injuries and misfortune for the Rangers. I would never bet them for anything at this point in time. Langford, I think, is probably out of the race. But the bigger point is that this just means AL Rookie of the Year continues to be wide open. And we'll get to it later. But Langford was one of the top guys, one of the top contenders, and now he's essentially out of it. So this is going to get wacky still, and it's only May 6th.
Yeah, he's going the way of my pick for AL MVP, Tristan Casas, who of course was also one of the top contenders before his injury. Yeah, that's, we'll see when he comes back or when Wyatt Langford comes back, what the state of things are. We have a comment from GStill45. Are we going up the Cole Ragans ladder today, Jake?
Well, no spoilers, but yeah. Yeah, we are.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. But no spoilers. No. Yes,
Right.
I yeah, well, we will certainly get to that. We also have Ryan Pepiot with a shin injury, left his start on Sunday after getting hit by a line drive. That is never, ever fun. Have you ever been hit by a line drive in the shin or a pitch in the shin?
Never been hit by a pitch in a shin, but it reminds me of like when you used to be a kid on your Razor scooter and you'd hit yourself in the ankle trying to do tricks and stuff. That was the worst. So I imagine it's something
Yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I used to just in the backyard catch for my brother who was a pitcher. I got hit in the shin
Okay.
twice. Oh my God, Jake. It was, I will never forget it. The scream that left my body when you get hit in the shin with like probably like 40, 50 mile an hour, just straight to the shin, didn't bounce off anything. The welt I had on my shin both times was like that, bruised. Oh, you could see it through my pants. I remember I go to school and
Oh.
oh, awful. So when I see shin, I cringe. Ugh,
Yeah.
awful. So yeah, prayers for Ryan Pepiot because that is rough. Then the news of the weekend, I would say, Marlins trade Luis Arraez to the Padres. The Marlins get Woo Suk-Koo prospects Dylan Head, Jacob Marcy, and Nathan Martarella. He said we just couldn't walk past the offer the Padres gave us for Luis Arraez, said Peter Bendix. For that, he also said we are unlikely to make the playoffs this year. That's promising. Arraez went 4 for 5 in his Padres debut. The Marlins lost 20-4 to the A's with 5 total hits. So the state of things for the Marlins keeps going lower, Jake.
Yeah, the Marlins are just such a clown circus organization. The Marlins are everything that we thought the A's were going to be, essentially, especially when it comes to the on-field product. I don't know what this organization is doing. They fired Kim Ng a couple year or two ago and for no reason. She was doing great. Now they told Skip Schumacher after he won Manager of the Year that actually we're going to take away your option and you're just going to be a free agent after this year. We don't want anything to do with you. And now they trade away the guy that they brought in the Pablo Lopez trade, which was a one for one trade. I don't know what this organization is doing. They're a circus. They're a clown car. They are completely rudderless. They have no direction whatsoever. It's embarrassing to the sport, honestly. And it's embarrassing to all of baseball. And it's so ridiculous. And the Marlins need to do a full teardown. And that starts with this clown that is running the organization in Bendix. What are we doing here? It makes no sense. I love this for the Padres. They didn't give up that much. And now they get a guy who is perennially in the batting title conversation. AJ Preller clearly trying to save his job because he's been on the hot seat a little bit. He's been in that job for a long time. And I don't know what the Padres are going to do because they have about a million second basemen shortstops now. Maybe somebody gets
Right.
traded. Maybe somebody like Ha-Seong Kim or Jake Cronenworth gets traded for pitching help. But I like this for the Padres, and it immediately paid off when Arraez went 4 for 5 and started his Padres career with a double right off the bat. I love this for this team. I think they're super interesting, and I don't think they're as dead as you would think in the standings.
Yeah, it's a breath of fresh air for him. You know who was the owner of the Marlins when they started to go downhill? Derek Jeter. So that guy
Sure
is
was.
just no good all around. He just is not a good businessman, or just like, he just sucks all around. Trey Turner,
Average person.
hamstring injury. I saw that. Oh God, some
Hard.
of the worst memories of my childhood involve Derek Jeter. Trey Turner, hamstring injury placed on the 10-day IL. Cody Bellinger and Seiya Suzuki could be back this week. Just a couple news and notes. Rockies ended their record streak of 31 games where they trailed at any point after beating the Pirates 3-2 on Friday. And the White Sox are expected to trade Eric Fetty, Chris Flexen, Mike Clevinger, Michael Kopech, Eloy Jimenez, and Tommy Pham this summer per Bob
So
Nightingale.
everything
So,
not nailed down in the clubhouse is basically what's getting traded.
yeah. Yeah, they're just going to clean house, it seems like. Also, this is very interesting. Sonny Gray. Pitchers certainly are a different breed. So he had to, Sonny Gray had to reset after the third inning on Friday. He went into the clubhouse, took off all his clothes, and got redressed. He got new cleats, new socks, underwear, pants, belt, jersey, hat. And he said to himself, you're a new guy. All right, you're a new guy. Now, this is something, Jake, that I can relate to 100%. Just today, I've changed my outfit 3 times because you just got to get the vibe right. During a Major League Baseball game, would that happen? I don't know if I'd do that, but you got to do anything you can to get yourself right, to reset. And I feel like when you put on an outfit that you feel good in, changes your whole view of the world and how you operate in the world, and it changes how you feel about yourself. So perhaps he just needed to, he got that itch. He's like, I don't like this. I don't like this outfit. I don't feel good in this. And he had to redo the whole thing. That's what I had this morning. I was like, don't like this outfit. Don't feel like this is, I can do better. I can do better. However, if he is changing into like the exact same uniform, it's just a different physical uniform. That's a different story. Because like, let's say I had this shirt and then I have like a different of the exact same shirt. I'm like, no, I like the other one better. I will say though, I have a pair of leggings that I have two of them. And I like one pair better. They're the exact same thing. Same size, same color, same brand, same everything. But I like one pair better. So I can see, you know what? I can really. Well,
have you owned the one pair longer?
No. Maybe a little bit longer. Like a month longer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So it's a phenomenon.
It's just like an old reliable type of situation.
Yeah. But did he change into a like something like brand new, just wash uniform? Or was it like a uniform? I don't know. I don't know what the setup was for Sonny Gray here.
When this story came out, I read it as it was exact same. Like he just stripped all the way down, laid it out, like maybe even folded it up like how it was before he even put it on, hung it up in the locker, and then just did the whole process again. To which I say, yeah. Dudes rock. But also like, yeah, I get this. Like I did this on Saturday. Like I did this. I had a t-shirt on. I was like, all right, I'm just going to wear this t-shirt. I like this. And then turned around, I was like, you know what? Nope. Hate it. Then went through two other t-shirts. Didn't change anything else. Went through two other t-shirts and ended up right back at the first one anyway, because I didn't like any of the other options. So I went right back to the old original. So I kind of get this.
Yeah, Jake, this is the story of my whole life. You end up going back to what you started with. You're like, I guess this is going to be the best, a lesser of two evils, I guess. But also, if you go to a superstition aspect of this, does he have a process by which he has to put on this first, that first, this, then this, right, then left?
I imagine,
maybe he had to just redo the whole thing to reset. Never underestimate the power of a reset. So good for Sonny Gray for realizing that and for, you know, getting the job done there with a reset. Plus 1,400 to win NL Cy Young. So maybe he could pitch seven innings, allowed three hits, zero earned runs, along with six strikeouts and one walk. So he was a new guy. It worked. So never underestimate a reset. The Orioles and Nationals become the first teams to wear City Connect jerseys against each other. This is kind of surprising to me. They will wear them in the first game of the two-game set tomorrow. I thought two teams would have worn City Connect jerseys against each other before, but this is very interesting.
No, I like this. This is a good idea. I mean, baseball's done this whole thing marketing the City Connect jerseys for the last couple of years. You might as well make a whole game out of it, except unless it's the Tigers ones, because, oh, buddy, do those stink.
Yeah, the best ones, though, I would say the Red Sox. They have the blue and the yellow. Yellow is the color of winning, apparently. For the Red Sox, I get a lot of people who, whenever I retweet something where they're wearing them, say, why are they wearing yellow? Just Google it. Just Google it. Just a quick Google. Is Google broken in your home? I can't stand it. Just look it up. Like, Jiminy Christmas.
I don't know if you're going to like this take because it's AL East, but I love the Rays ones. The Rays ones are cool. Great. They're so like all hail Sky Ray, because that logo is awesome. The skateboarding Ray is so sick. People are calling it Evan Longbordia. I love it. It's great. I might get a hat.
That's really good. That logo might glow in the dark. Would it glow in the dark for the Cosmic game?
Callback.
If we get some, we got to see. We got to get some glow in the dark here before we forget. G Still 45 on Twitter said, I broke my shin playing soccer. Four surgeries, a metal plate. Worst pain ever. Yeah, that sounds horrible. Sorry to you for that, because that's rough. And then Eli Marshall on YouTube. Hey, you guys are awesome. Thank you very much. Do you think the Dodgers will take the Marlins easy today and then destroy them the next two games? I feel like the Dodgers would still win by mistake over the Marlins. So even if they take them easy, I think the Dodgers are still going to win.
That's a great point. Like, even if the Dodgers tried to lose this game, I feel like they could accidentally win it, especially with Walker Buehler returning at home. The vibes are going to be great, and the Marlins are trying to lose games. Like, I would love to say that, sure, the Dodgers will take it easy. I just don't know if that means that they're not going to win by five still.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like the Dodgers have quite the upper hand here. I don't think the Marlins are going to win any game against the Dodgers. So, I mean, maybe if you go along with that narrative, but I wouldn't personally, because the Dodgers are going to be fine, I think. Yeah. It is time now for the 7-minute stretch. We're going to go around the league and break down the slate of games today, including that game, Dodgers Marlins. But we'll start with Giants Phillies. Giants plus 170 on the money line. Phillies minus 210. The total is at 7.5. It is Zach Wheeler versus Mason Black making his MLB debut. I have a bet in this one. It is Bryce Harper over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. He has gone over this in his last two games. He hit a home run yesterday. Mason Black, of course, as I said, making his MLB debut. I think Bryce Harper can get to him and get at least over hits, runs, RBI 1.5 against Mason Black and the Giants today. Jake, do you have anything in this game?
I do not have anything in this game. I wanted to try and find a way to maybe take like a first three under, or maybe even Mason Black's strikeout total over, because he has a 4-1 K to walk ratio in the minor leagues, but I just couldn't find a good angle for it. I'm going to watch it because I'm interested in Mason Black's debut. The Giants really badly need pitching help, and he has a highly touted rookie. So I'll be watching this, and obviously Wheeler on the other side, he's leading the NL Cy Young race. So some award stipulations here to watch, but no actual bets for me.
Yes, and then Tigers, Guardians. Tigers plus 100, Guardians minus 120, totals at 7.5. Jack Flaherty against Tristan McKenzie. Do you have anything here, Jake?
I do. I'm going to pay the juice for the Guardians on the money line. McKenzie's coming off his best start. He just made it against Houston. 7 innings, 2 earned runs. He looked great. It was his best start of the year. And this Tigers team hits under 170 plate appearances against McKenzie. And they also, the Guardians do, get a bump in the lineup today. Kyle Manzardo, his first game after getting called up. He's somebody I think is immediately going to be in the AL Rookie of the Year race. So he replaces Stephen Kwan in the lineup. I'm going to be watching this, and I'm going to be on the Guardians on the money line.
Very nice. Then Angels, Pirates. Angels plus 135, Pirates minus 160. Total is at 8. Tyler Anderson against Mitch Keller. I have another home run prop in this game. Brandon Drury to hit a home run. He only has one this season. He is very due. I know it is Monday. It is not Tuesday, but today is a really good day. It just happens to fall on a Monday that he is very due and in a pretty good spot to hit a home run. His last home run was April 14th. He is just so due for his second one against Mitch Keller. He is batting 600 with 3 hits, including a home run and 2 doubles. So he's done it before. He can do it again. Good spot for him. Anything in this game, Jake?
This is the sicko game of the day in which I have no bets. I would never bet the Pirates, though, at this number. The Pirates shouldn't be minus 160 against anybody. Tyler Anderson's actually had a decent year. I would only ever bet the Angels on the money line if you made me, but nothing officially.
It's insulting. Then Brewers, Royals. Brewers plus 120, Royals minus 145, totals at 8.5. Bryce Wilson versus Cole Reagans. Do you have anything, Jake?
Yeah, you know what this is. I got to find a way to bet the Royals. I don't like the money line, a little bit too much juice there, but we're going to Home Depot. We're getting the ladder. It's Cole Reagans. I like the over 6.5 on the baseline. That's great. It's only like minus 105 too for that over. And Reagans is starting to get back on track. He was a little sidetracked, had a couple rough starts, but he looks great. He looked really good in his last start. The Brewers are one of the worst teams against left-handed pitching, a K rate of 25% against left-handed pitching. Reagans back on track. Had dominated the Blue Jays in his last start, 9 Ks. So he's back at home. I like the spot for him. Going ladders, and we're going over 6.5.
Love that. Then Padres, Cubs. Padres minus 110, Cubs minus 110. Totals at 7. Yu Darvish, Justin Steele. As you mentioned before, Jake, this game, you have bets in this game.
I do. I'm going to be on the Padres on the money line. The Arias bump and Justin Steele in his debut. I just don't know what this is going to be. I don't think he's going to go particularly long in the game. And it's a rough first assignment to come out of AAA rehab start. And here's the Padres. Here's Arias and Bogarts and Machado and Tatis. So I don't think this should be a pick. I think the Padres should be favored. I'm taking them on the money line.
Yes, love that. They are a powerhouse. Mariners, Twins. Mariners minus 125. Twins plus 105. Totals at 8. Luis Castillo versus Simeon Woods Richardson. Anything here, Jake?
Another one where I'm just going to pay the juice with Seattle. They've been playing better. Castillo's been great on the road. The Twins just had their winning streak snapped yesterday. I'm going to think that they keep going into a losing streak now. I like Seattle.
And then finally, Rangers A's. Rangers minus 140, A's plus 120, totals at 7.5. Andrew Heaney versus Alex Wood. Anything here, Jake?
I was tempted to take my A's on the money line, but I just stayed away. Alex Wood has been way too brutal this year.
Yeah, your A's. Yeah, they are better than some thought they would be. It is time now for A Thing or Just April. It is almost a full week now into May, which is crazy. We are now taking a look back at the first month of the season, discussing if what we are seeing is predictive or if it's just part of April weirdness as the season began. So we'll quickly go through some of these. Relievers turned starters. Jordan Hicks, he is 2-1. With a 1.89 ERA in 7 starts, with a 1.03 whip, 30 strikeouts in 38 innings with 14 walks, has as much a WAR this year than he had his entire career before this year, 1.2. Reynaldo Lopez, he's 2-1 with a 1.50 ERA in 5 starts, with a 1 whip. He made 9 starts in 20 appearances in 2021, but has moved to the bullpen that year. Then Javier Assad, he's 3-0 with a 1.66 ERA in 7 starts, with a 1.23 whip, made 18 starts the past 2 years, but had 22 relief appearances. Is this just a thing, or is this April?
I think when it comes to Jordan Hicks and Reynaldo Lopez, these are things. Even though their innings totals hadn't been that high over the last couple of years, these were guys that started out as starters. Jordan Hicks went through the entire minor league system as a starter. The Cardinals threw him in the bullpen to mixed results. And Reynaldo Lopez was making starts for the White Sox for a long time, was making starts with the Nationals for a couple of years, and then bounced around as a reliever a little bit. And now the Braves have tried to stretch him out. He hasn't thrown more than 66 innings since 2019, but I think they'll play I'd save with them. I really like the two of these guys, especially considering their whips are so low as well, almost under 1. Assad, I think he has the tools. I just am not sure that whip is a little high. I'm not sure it's sustainable. I think he could be good. I just don't think he could be this good. But I will say for all three of them that this is a thing. I think they're all going to continue to have good seasons.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely a thing. Then we have Japanese rookie pitchers. Yamamoto is 3-1 with a 2.91 ERA in 7 starts with a 1.09 whip, 42 strikeouts in 34 innings with 8 walks. Matsui is has a 2.35 ERA in 16 appearances. He's 2-0, 11 strikeouts in 15.1 innings pitched, 8 walks. Then Shota Imanaga, 5-0 with a 0.78 ERA in 6 starts with a 0.75 whip and 35 strikeouts, 34.2 innings pitched with only 4 walks. Already has a WAR of 1.8. Is this a thing or is this just April, Jake?
It depends. I think with Yamamoto, this is the thing. This is the guy we were promised. You throw out that first Padres start in his MLB debut, and he's even better than these numbers look. Yeah. I think this is a thing for sure. Imanaga, I think, is just April because this is just unsustainable. A 0.78 ERA is crazy town. I think he's going to be good. I just don't think he's going to be best pitcher of all time. So with Yamamoto, I will say it's a thing. With Imanaga, I'll say it's just April. And Matsui, he's a reliever. It could be either way.
Yes. And then quickly, we have one that I find very interesting, the AL West. So we have the A's 17-18 this year, third in the West, 8-2 in their last 10, 11-15 against teams over 500, had a win total of 57.5 before the season. Then the Astros, they're 12-22 this season, last in the AL West, plus 120 to make the playoffs, minus 145 to miss, minus 20 run differential, 8-21 against teams over 500, two different directions than expected. I think this is a thing, but do you think this is a thing or this is just April?
I do think this is a thing. I thought the A's could go over their win total before the year. I thought they were better than people were giving them credit for. I didn't think they'd run off, like rip off an 8-2 and 10 game start, but hey, good for them. I think this team is actually closer to average than we think. The Astros, I don't know, but they're old and they're injured. I think this might be a thing too.
Yeah, the Astros is so crazy that I think it's a thing. I think this is going to be sustainable throughout the rest of the season, perhaps. It is time now for the walk-off. Jake, what are your bets today?
Padres money line, Guardians money line, Seattle Mariners money line, Reagan's over 6.5 Ks and ladders. I'm also going to take the Mets on the money line. I'm fading the Cardinals. They stink. They lost a series with the White Sox. I'm also going to add Walker Buehler over 5.5 Ks in his debut and JD Martinez to hit his first home run of the year. Pains me it's not on a Tuesday, but you got to do what you got to do.
Ooh, I like that very much for JD Martinez. I have Brandon Drury to hit a home run, Yan Gomes to get a hit, Bryce Harper over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI, Wilson Contreras to hit a home run. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to BetSlips and BatFlips wherever you get your podcasts, and watch us tomorrow at 2 right here, same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books with both the BetMGM and BetQL apps. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here tomorrow on BetSlips and Bat Flips.
Billy Butler.